Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's get pissed. Oh, man, I'm so excited for Freedom Friday. But we'll probably get a little fired up, a little ticked off. But George Blackett, I'm so excited to see you. That's the only way I can think to start Freedom Friday is, let's get pissed.
Well, you know,
heed, yes, now
you can be pissed. That's it. There's a lot to be mad about. That's for sure.
I think the Scottish guy was referring to something else when he says, let's get pissed.
He's talking about getting drunk.
Oh, is that what he's saying?
That's what it is.
Well,
yeah.
It's only 7 o'clock in the morning. I probably
it's a little early.
Yeah, it's a little early.
Yeah, of course, you know, on the East Coast.
And I don't want to encourage that type of behavior.
There's people listening all over the world. So, yeah,
well, that's right. And John Jackson's retired, so he's probably got a beverage right now.
You never know. Yeah, a little Irish coffee or something. See, is that
that
racist?
Sounds good.
Can't say that, right?
It's very racist. But it's okay to be racist against white people.
Well, so that's true.
You can talk about Irish coffees all day long.
All right.
And a Spanish coffee, it's okay to talk about Spaniards. But if it was a Hispanic coffee, then it might be racist.
Somebody bring me a beer with some orange juice in it.
Travis is running. He took that literally.
I didn't even know that was a thing, but apparently it is.
What is?
Beer and orange juice and beer?
Yeah. What are they doing? Why are they doing that?
It's better than a red beer. I'll tell you that much.
I don't know. I like those like cheladas with like the...
But try a little orange juice in here.
The clamato juice is even better. But
yeah. It's the only way I can drink an IPA.
God, we are getting started early. What the heck is going on here?
Oh, I know. We're going to get a complaint. One time on here, I had a deal when I was filling in for you, and I said, call in and tell me, if you could go back in time, in history, and have a beer with anybody, who would it be? And a lady got mad at me because I was promoting alcoholism. I said, okay, a beverage. Make it a beverage. Yeah, a Kool-Aid, I don't care.
Okay, Pearl Clutchers.
Something.
If you could have a bowl of ice cream, you take your pick of whatever your poison is. Ice cream,
don't
whatever.
Don't pick vanilla, though, because somehow that's got to be wrong.
Yeah, that's racist. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, that's white supremacy.
Exactly.
That's what that is, if you only get vanilla ice cream. Speaking of complaints, I had a lady, I was okay. Okay, I love hearing complaints too. A lady last night, she says, "I love you and George and Freedom Friday, and I love your show, but I disagreed with you guys last week when we were saying she supports the public safety levy for the schools for school district 2.
I'm so against that.
But she didn't like the way that you and I were saying, why isn't public safety the first priority? Why do you have to pay extra for that? And so, I appreciate hearing her perspective.
Oh, I do.
But I still stand by what we said.
Well, she should vote for it then.
She
That's
will.
Good.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to vote against it. Because I think the school should just be teaching kids reading, writing, and arithmetic instead of coddling them, holding their hands, and trying to, it's all about keeping them out of gangs and hiring all these people, and it's nonsense.
Well, I mean, that's all good stuff, if you ask me, and I think the new Superintendent Garcia is trying to get, back focused on the basics of education, but that's just always my complaint, is that these city budgets and these school budgets, it's always like, we're going to spend all your money that you're paying on all these other things, but safety, you're going to have to pay extra for that. So I still stand by that as one of my complaints. Anyway, you can call in if you've got a complaint.
The Brett Bear Minute.
Pro-Palestinian protests spread to more campuses across the country, including on the streets of New York. Protesters were waving flags and clashing with NYPD, host of the Ben Domenech podcast. Ben Domenech, the message is varied. It's anti-Israel, but then at some points you see signs pro-Hamas and praising October 7th.
I think that this is something that's been clearly not just organic, but something that's been pushed. I mean, you can't pay any attention to what's going on here without quickly realizing that this looks like an organized, active political expression of belief. And from my perspective, I think that this is something that is not just going to hurt the cause of people on the progressive side. It's going to be something that flows into this upcoming Chicago Democratic Convention.
I'm Brett Baer, and we'll see you next time.
Go
talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, we usually do our woke update of the week on Thursday. It used to just be one woke update of the week, but the world's going so crazy woke right now with a bunch of weird, crazy stuff that, you know, we had like four or five woke updates yesterday. George, one of the woke updates of the week that I gave yesterday, I could have held on to it for Freedom Friday, but nonetheless, I want to get your reaction to this story anyway. I think you've got the Daily Caller piece in front of you, or did you?
I do. I got it right here.
Yeah, you've got it. So the military, according to the DailyCaller.com, the military could hit troops with court-martials for refusing to use preferred pronouns. So if you got a he that wants to identify as a she, or a she that wants to identify as a he, they're going to prosecute you, target you, punish you for not using the pronouns they want you to use.
Well, the problem with that, Aaron, is when you were in and I was in, if you saw a female officer walking down the street and you were in uniform, you saluted and said, "Good morning, ma'am."
Ma'am, that's right.
Or, yeah, "Good morning, sir."
Yeah.
Well, now, you could be wrong with that, right? So if you say "ma'am" and it's a, and they identify as a male, then you're wrong. You're going to be punished for it. So
yeah,
it's ridiculous. But it's another example.
I didn't see your Adam's apple.
It's another example of the military being involved in things that have nothing to do with winning wars and killing the enemy and keeping us safe. The Democrats would rather have us all focused on nonsense like this misgendering baloney.
Yeah, and it's, well, it's crazy too, because it reminds me, I had a listener in Red Lodge, this was like a year or two ago, got at least one daughter, maybe two daughters that serve in the military, and she was saying how her daughter had to sit through a briefing, through a PowerPoint presentation, where they were lectured about all this woke stuff and about how, hey, you might have biological males enter your shower while you are in the shower, and you are not allowed to complain about it. And you just better suck it up, ladies, and deal with it. Like, this is the type of BS that these guys are pushing, right? And then they wonder why they can't hit their recruitment targets. But yeah, that's why I feel bad. You got some young E3 who's just, I mean, these guys, sometimes they don't know what to think when they see an 05 or an 06. And, you know, and they're just trying to do the right thing and do their job and serve their freaking country. And they're walking down the street and they go, "Good morning, sir. It's ma'am." Okay. Like,
yeah.
Good night. Come on.
Well, I called a ma'am a sir once. I did. It was funny.
She probably didn't mind, though, because she's like, yeah.
The look on her face was just like, "You idiot. Just go on." But, you know, in my defense, so at the time, there were no women on combatant ships.
Oh, sure. And so you're just used to. You
I'm
see
on
an
aircraft
or whatever,
carrier,
yeah,
right? So I've never seen a woman on this thing. I go up to the top of the island. I'm going up there to check out the smokestacks. Here we go with that again. I go up there. I pop out the hatch. There's an officer standing right in front of me, and I'm just like, "Good morning, sir. Ma'am." And she just rolls her eyes like, and I'm.
You got soot all over your face. You look like you.
Oh,
the,
I looked
the
horrible.
Chimney sweep, probably.
Oh yeah, I was a sight. But you know what the hell's she doing up there by smokestacks? Anyway, that's what I'd like
trying
to know,
take
but,
in the nice view, like you
oh,
were. You
man,
know?
I'm telling you.
But, she heard that strapping young lad George Blackard was up
well,
there.
Well, there you go. Well, it's just a recipe for disaster, and there's so much of this going on in our military right now. And before I get onto this, I just want to say that we lost two Marines in the last couple of weeks to training accidents. Another one yesterday at Camp Lejeune. And so, again, you know, training for wars can be as dangerous as war. So
there's been a lot of aviation accidents of late once again, which is just...
Yeah, this latest Marine was with a helicopter attack squadron. The last one was a parachute accident, so in training. But, you know, our thoughts are out with them. It's Red Friday. Remember everyone deployed.
Yeah.
So, but back to this. So, yeah, this is nonsense, misgendering people and being punished for it. It's definitely not what they should be focused on.
Well, and what's so there was a couple other portions of that that you highlighted that I didn't touch on yesterday. But, you know, my main thing is like, okay, if they force this garbage down their throats right now, what do you do? Well, what I would do is just if you're walking down the street and when you throw up a salute, good morning, instead of good morning, sir, good morning, ma'am, you know, just say, well, good morning, colonel, good morning, specialist, good morning, sergeant, good morning, chief, whatever, right? But it's just,
right.
You know, it's just like, why are we're on the brink of World War III here, and,
yes.
And this is the garbage we're worried about right now? Give me a break.
Exactly. And, you know, this was brought on by a couple of organizations, one I've just remotely heard of, and it definitely wasn't the big ones. It wasn't the American Legion or the VFW. It was some other supposed veteran organizations. But, you know, we'll see how this plays out. Hopefully they'll regain their common sense soon and get back to training for war. You know, that reminds me of another story, Aaron. I see that the VA is expanding their services to those that were discharged with not dishonorable discharges, but other than honorable discharges. So they're opening up VA services to people that typically cannot get them because of the type of discharge that they receive from the military.
So, I saw this story, the Military Times. Where did I put it? I'll pull it up here after the break. But the Military Times had a headline that I saw in the early bird this morning where here we go. VA expands benefits options for vets with other than honorable status. Yeah, I was like, what in the world is going on here? Especially when they're struggling to meet the needs of current veterans, then they add this into the equation. Anyway, stand by. Hey, we had a powerful lineup for Thursday's Montana Talks. Alex Brusewitz, who is headlining the event with Donald Trump Jr. in Missoula. He kicked off the 9 o'clock hour. Then General Michael Flynn. He's in Billings on Sunday. He joined us live as well. We snuck in some phone calls, but there were more people that wanted to jump in on the phone lines. So for Friday's Montana Talks, let's have an open lines Friday. Let's take your phone calls. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10, right here, the show where you get to talk.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
Rabobank released its agribusiness review, analyzing market conditions and trends across North American agriculture. Among the highlights, the report says American consumers have proven far more resilient than expected, and they continue analyzing the drivers behind evolving consumption patterns. Rabo says upstream market expectations are mixed. For example, in the beef sector, Rabo says in early 2024, U.S. beef imports will expand while exports shrink. However, U.S. beef and cattle demand posted early highs this year. In corn, the industry census is that farmers will find a way to get planted corn acres up to 91 million acres, as most planting conditions have been favorable. Headwinds against soybeans, though, include higher interest rates and a stronger dollar, which appreciated against several currencies. In fuel news, prices across the nation for regular gas coming in yesterday evening at $3.65 a gallon. In the Big Sky State, prices a dime behind that at $3.55. As for the national price of diesel, it's priced at $4.02 a gallon, while in Montana, it's actually a penny higher than the national average at $4.03. Again, prices continue to trend upward as we move through the spring of 2024. I'm Lane Northland.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, George Blackard in the house. Freedom Friday. Remember, everybody deployed as well. I got a red shirt on. Look at
you
that.
Do.
I didn't plan it that way. I'd love
well,
to.
It worked out.
I'd love to virtue signal and tell you that I planned it that
it
way.
It worked
but I didn't,
out.
But somebody was looking out for me. Here's the story. This caught my eye in the DOD early bird report from the Military Times. VA expands benefits options for vets with other than honorable status. I was like, what? What are they doing here? Anyway, you saw this story before I even brought it up.
Well, so, you know, yeah, they want to expand benefits. Well, you made a good comment. How about taking care of the ones that have earned those benefits and deserve them? They're not doing that, but now they want to add more people to the mix. And really what it is, when you read about this, you can tell what they're working on doing is getting benefits for those that were discharged under the don't ask, don't tell or homosexual policies back in the day. That's what they're shooting for. But they're not just saying that. So they also want to, because that would be even maybe make some sense. But they also want to include people that were discharged for misconduct and questionable behavior. So this is how they do it. Every time they want something for the gays, they tag on everybody else. Well, veterans and this and this and this and this. And that way it's more palatable to people, right? Because they're like, oh, well, it's not just the gays. It's all of these people, too.
They can pander at a wider level, yeah.
Exactly. And so here's the thing. When you join the military, you know that you're going to be held to a different expectation than everybody else, than civilians are. You know you're going to be held to certain rules and conduct. And you know that going in. I think it's different. It's not the same as a civilian job. And so if you do something stupid and you're discharged for misconduct, that's the way it is. You know this going in there. And Aaron, I got in trouble when I was in there a couple times, minor stuff, but I took my licks, right? And I knew I was breaking a rule. I did it anyway,
well,
right?
You suffered the consequences.
So why exactly? Yep. So why should I now? I've got a good conduct discharge, honorable. That's what I got. Honorable discharge.
You caused a little trouble, but just not too much. Just enough trouble to, you know.
What right would I have to go back and say, "Well, I want VA benefits. I know I didn't follow the rules then, and I know I didn't do what I was supposed to do or what was expected of me, but now I want benefits." See, it's ridiculous. We need to quit kowtowing to everybody out there, trying to make everybody feel good. But that's what the Democrats do. They try and make everybody feel good, and they don't care what you did in the past. I mean, look, it's crazy. The Democrats support people that are, let's go with this, sex offenders, or, you know, they're all for Hamas, who killed thousands of people and raped women and children and all this stuff. But how can they choose to be for people like that? I don't understand their train of thought or what they're thinking, you know?
I do. Their train of thought is the Zoe Zephyrs of the world, the radical transgender activists, despise Judeo-Christian America. They want to transform this country into something else. The radical Islamists despise Judeo-Christian America and want to turn it into something else. So they are temporary allies that seek transitioning America into something else.
Well, I understand that. Yeah. But what they need to understand is they're going to be throwing you off of roofs pretty soon, because that's what they do. What those radical Muslims
do.
They'll
worry about that rooftop when they get there.
Yeah,
but right now, they want to throw the rest of us off the roof.
When they're passing the seventh floor on the way down, they can say, whoops,
ding. That
wasn't a good idea.
I was going to say, ding, the elevator door is about to open, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is. And so this is crazy. But back to the VA stuff. I know I got off on a tangent.
Hey, that's all right. Squirrel, that happens.
Exactly. Back in the day, it was the VA was for those who were service-connected, disability, or retired personnel, right? That's who got to go there. Well, Bill Clinton opened it up to everybody. And so, you know, now politicians think you just keep throwing money at something and it's going to fix it, and that doesn't fix it. We know that. Their budget is quadrupled over the more than that. That's just in the last 15 years, probably. But it doesn't make any sense. You know, if they really wanted to help those who paid the ultimate price or near it, losing limbs and leaving blood on the battlefield, just go back to those that are service-connected and retired.
I remember that was our friend Angelo Bianco. That was always his complaint.
It was.
You keep piling all these other people that aren't service-connected into the system. No wonder you can't take care of the service-connected people, right?
Right, exactly.
And yeah, that's what's happening is the more they plow into the system, it makes it harder to take care of those already in the system. And that's one big point from this is like, okay, they're going to plow other than honorable folks into the system when their system is already not taking care of the needs of current veterans, right? We have seen a massive decline in VA services since Joe Biden and John Tester took charge of the VA 3 years ago. But now let's put a bunch of other than honorable folks into the system as well. There was one more point I wanted to make about this. So stand by. We'll get to it in 60 seconds after this Fox News update. Freedom Friday, George Blackard in the house.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. They didn't talk TikTok, but the U.S. and China resolving a failure to communicate. Secretary of State Blinken met China's President Xi.
We've also resumed direct military-to-military communications at multiple levels, something that I made a top priority for my meetings in Beijing last year.
And discussed other issues, including fentanyl trafficking and China's role in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. George Washington University erupting today in pro-Palestinian protest. Deadline today for protesters to take down their Gaza solidarity camp at Columbia. Trump trial today in New York. The defense cross-examines the former National Enquirer publisher about catch-and-kill deals to squelch negative stories about the then candidate, which are legal. Inflation still rising, including food and energy. Personal consumption price gauge up 2.7% for the year. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, so George, you and I talked about this offline. Okay, so from this Military Times story here, more veterans with other than honorable discharges will be able to access federal benefits under new rules announced by the Department of Veterans Affairs on Thursday. Officials said the rules are designed to ensure that troops booted for homosexuality, undiagnosed mental health issues, or other questionable reasons can access needed care and are recognized for their service. The other approach that I wanted to take about this is, okay, regardless of where folks stand on the don't ask, don't tell policy pre-1990s, right, or around that timeline, regardless of where you stand on this thing, let me use a more recent example. We had troops that were kicked to the curb because of this stupid COVID shot. The so-called COVID vaccine, they were refused to be granted religious exemptions or medical exemptions. Now, so what are we doing now? Thanks to Republicans, you know, taking over control of the House of Representatives and putting more political pressure on the Pentagon. They're fixing their paperwork. They're changing the paperwork and removing these other than honorable discharges or whatever, less than honorable, whatever the category they put them in. They're fixing their paperwork. They're upgrading their discharge status. So for these other, veterans that they now want to provide VA services for, rather than just simply saying, yeah, we're going to allow other than honorable folks to come in and sit next to these very honorable folks, upgrade their status if it's warranted. But exactly. Don't just say, hey, everybody wins. Here you go.
Because if what they're saying is that way would make sense, right? All right, you go back, you apply to have your discharge upgraded. Then you can go get the VA benefits that you are then entitled to. But now they're going to have a panel or a board at the VA that's going to sit and look at all these cases and decide whether they deserve it or have earned that or not. And those aren't the people that should be doing that. And so I agree that there's a process and they should follow that process. And that way they don't have to change any laws. They don't have to change anything. They can just say, go back, get it upgraded, you know, and do it that way. And here's the other thing that I don't have a problem with. There are some people that I believe were discharged because of PTSD, because of, you know, all the things that they went through during the war. And those people should have special consideration for their type of discharge that they got, because sometimes that comes down in a way that it shouldn't, I believe. So, again, go apply to have it upgraded.
Yeah, because you were telling me you actually can do that. You can act because you've helped veterans sorts of things over the years through your, you know, volunteer work with the American Legion and elsewhere. So you've helped people go back and fix their paperwork. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So why not do that? First off, hats off to you for just your continued service to your fellow veterans over the years. That's why George has so many answers to these types of questions that come up. Another quick break here on Montana Talks. What do you want to talk about? 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app if you want to jump in on the Freedom Friday conversation as well. Back right after this.
This is Bullet Points.
I'm Tom Graham. Undermine America's constitutional right to keep and bear arms. That's what the conservative group, the American Accountability Foundation, is saying about some of the biggest institutions on Wall Street. The group released a report recently calling out several companies, including Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America, for using their control over capital to undercut gun manufacturers and organizations that represent gun owners. The group sharing a memo with Fox Business writing, over the last decade, significant media attention has been paid to the left's obsession with using banks and asset managers to end fossil fuels. Unfortunately, very little attention has been given to the left's use of certain banks to chip away at legal private ownership of firearms. Goldman Sachs was unavailable to comment, and both Wells Fargo and Bank of America didn't have an immediate response. And those are your bullet points. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
Hey, we had a powerful lineup for Thursday's Montana Talks. Alex Brusewitz, who is headlining the event with Donald Trump Jr. in Missoula. He kicked off the 9 o'clock hour. Then General Michael Flynn. He's in Billings on Sunday. He joined us live as well. We snuck in some phone calls, but there were more people that wanted to jump in on the phone lines. So for Friday's Montana Talks, let's have an open lines Friday. Let's take your phone calls. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10, right here, the show where you get to talk.
Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, George, we had a great message that came in from Evan in Belt, our Air Force veteran friend here. He says this with regard to, you know, the military potentially punishing troops for misgendering people, or in other words, accurately gendering people. But anyway, he says, as far as I'm concerned, if you don't know if you're a man or a woman, you shouldn't be there anyway. We have too damn many important things going on to worry about this transgender crap. Call me a damn bigot. I don't care.
There you go.
I'm
with him.
Yeah.
I'm with Evan.
I'm with Evan.
Put me in that corner. You know, that's a great point. We have a lot of stuff to worry about in this country. Yet the left and the liberals keep throwing up all this nonsense that doesn't mean anything to distract us from the things that really do matter.
That's right. Let's go into the phone lines here. We've got Steve in Ballantyne. Steve, what's going on?
Morning, guys. Well, you know, you're talking about kicking our veterans, you know, the military, kicking them out, you know, because they refuse to take that vaccine shot. You know, it's a Democrat deal because it was 22. They wanted that 22 election. They needed a bunch of Senate seats that they were going to take. And the part that really made me, you know, that a lot of people don't actually, some people still don't know that the post office, the postal workers were exempt from taking that vaccine shot. And the only reason is that in my books is they needed them to do some ballot harvesting. And we already know that some of them got caught taking the, you know, instead of putting the ballot in the mailbox, they're sticking it in a little bag and delivering them to a different place. You know, but they kick the medical people out on the street because they refused to take the shot. They did it to our military, but yet the post office, no, you guys don't have to take that shot.
Well, it was all federal employees there. I mean, as I understand it, and I know we've got some federal employees that listen to this show here. You guys can fill me in here. But they were trying to force federal employees to get the COVID shot, just like they were forcing military service members to get the COVID shot. But they never carried through with their threats against federal employees.
Well, they have a union.
Yeah. Not only that, but like. But like, oh, they'll go freaking, you know, punch you in the face as a service member. But, oh, they don't want to mess with the dearly beloved federal employees. But isn't that interesting, George, that the federal government bureaucracy, so many in our own federal government bureaucracy that was forcing this on the troops, that was trying to force it on private contractors, that was trying to force it on railroaders and so many others, they didn't even want to take it themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, when it first came out, they're like, well, Trump developed that. I'm not taking anything that he did. You know, it just shows how stupid those people in Congress are. It's nuts.
Oh, man. Speaking of Donald J. Trump, George, I really want to go to Madison Square Gardens. I really want to go to New York City for this one.
And I think we have a good chance of winning New York. We're going to give it a big play. We're going to the South Bronx to do a rally. We're going to be doing a rally at Madison Square Garden, we believe. We think we're signing Madison Square Garden to do it. We're going to have a big rally.
Could you imagine going to a Trump rally at Madison Square Garden in New York City? It's going to be like when Garth Brooks did Central Park.
Oh, that'd be nuts. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, I lost my train of thought, Aaron.
Hey, that's all right. Well, that's all right. Well, since we're talking about Donald J. Trump here, Joe Concha was on Fox News last night talking about, you know, just the continued political persecution against Donald J. Trump. You know, they've got him tied up in court while they let Joe Biden shuffle around on the campaign trail all across the country. Listen to Joe Concha talking about the massive legal conspiracy directed at Donald Trump right now.
Oh, Trace, Donald Trump has said over and over that there is a mass legal conspiracy against him. That includes the media, by the way. And to hear all these so-called pundits who appear on what feels like an hourly basis on other cable news networks getting together for a weekly meeting to discuss how they're going to push the narrative that Donald Trump is absolutely guilty until proven innocent is everything we need to know about the media in America in 2024. So the next time you watch any of these people on those networks, whether we're talking about George Conway or Bill Kristol or Lawrence Tribe or Jen Rubin, do know that everything you hear from all these experts is a contrived effort to take out Donald Trump. And the fact that Jeffrey Toobin is part of these legal analysts that appears on regular Zoom calls should be, you know, potentially disturbing for anyone who has eyesight. And the fact that Toobin is on here, you should say, you know what, I want to see hands, Jeffrey, before I hear anything from you, given what happened to him at CNN not too long ago.
Judging by your laughter, George, you know George Toobin, or Toobin, whatever his face is, his background, right?
I remember it, yeah.
Let's just say, ladies, he is the guy who was on a Zoom call with fellow CNN employees, and let's just say he was manhandling himself.
There you go. Yeah,
I'm going to just leave it.
Let's leave it there.
He was manhandling himself on a freaking Zoom call. So CNN either put him on leave or they fired him. He's now back. They hate Donald Trump so much. They hate you so much that they brought back the guy who was manhandling himself on a Zoom call to help lead their anti-Trump coverage.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's nuts. But, well, here's the thing, too. I don't care if it's Donald Trump or anybody else. If this were Joe Biden, I would feel the same way. They are weaponizing the legal system to defeat a political opponent. And everybody should be mad as hell about this. The media should be up in arms about it, but they're stoking that fire and going with it. The Democrats, if it were their guy, they would be mad as hell about it, but it's not. You know how those politicians are. As long as it's not them, then they don't care if it's wrong, immoral, illegal, or otherwise, until it is them, and then it matters.
Well, George, you actually just touched on something. I heard a point, I think it was on Fox and Friends earlier this morning. You know, for nearly a quarter of a millennium, nearly a quarter of a thousand years, as the United States has been in existence, we never had to tackle this question of presidential immunity.
No.
Because everybody just knew you don't do that. You don't do that in America. But they're doing it in America now because of Donald J. Trump. That's how desperate they are to turn this country into something else, to trash this country and to cling to power. They're doing something that has never been done in a quarter of a millennium.
The Supreme Court's tripping all over itself. This is the Supreme Court. It's like nobody's ever posed this question before, and they don't know what to do about it. Sonia Sotomayor yesterday was beside herself.
She's one of the leftists on the court, and she's like, so what happens when they do this to the next president?
Yeah.
And the next president.
And what about,
and
you know,
president.
Yeah, what about when they have someone assassinated or they make a decision to do, you know, it goes so deep that you just cannot do this.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Joe Biden's broken laws, and they're not punishing him. I mean, he's actually broken laws that exist.
Oh, exactly.
And they're not going to do anything to him.
So did Hillary.
So did Hillary. You know, a lot of them have.
The very point that George is making right now, I've actually got, it's only a 47-second clip. I'll play that here after the commentary at 7:50, but it's the actual audio that makes the point that George is talking about right now with several sound bites from the Supreme Court justices in the presidential immunity case yesterday. But first, I want to get to a caller. We've got Richard in Jordan on the phone lines. Richard, what's going on?
Good morning. Happy Freedom Friday, gentlemen.
You too.
I mean, you know me well enough now from the times that I've called in that I do not ever question somebody who wants to, take up office and serve our country in whatever way they feel they can. But I would like to talk about Stacey's Inn for a minute. I bless her peepick and heart. She's served on the federal side for so many years of her life, and now she wants to be a state's representative for the state of Montana, which, good on her. But it's just been plaguing me. Isn't there a way for the state of Montana, with all of her knowledge, that she could download that epic resume for the attorney general with all the information she has on MS-13 and all these other gangs that are perpetrating crimes on humanity on our reservations and off? I mean, it just seems to me like her going to Washington on behalf of Montana and spending 4 years being an ineffective freshman that's just going to be trying to fundraise for 4 years when her knowledge, her expertise, she knows where the bodies are buried as far as these cartels go in Montana.
So this is interesting.
Why can't our attorney?
So this is interesting. You're saying, hey, we could send anybody else back to Washington, D.C. It doesn't matter who's going to be in that congressional seat. Who freaking cares? But Stacey's Inn is such a badass and such a knowledge base. Let's put her to work doing something.
Absolutely.
That's a very interesting phone call. That's a very interesting point that you make. We want fighters in Washington. We need fighters in Washington, but, I got to take a break. I don't know what to say to that because that's a very interesting point that Richard and Jordan just made right there. Richard, thanks for the call. We'll get George's take after this.
This episode is brought to you by Dermalogica and the iconic Daily Microfoliant. This bestseller gently exfoliates away dirt and debris to reveal instantly smoother, brighter skin. Add it to your daily routine to minimize blackheads and dullness while improving the look of dark spots, even on sensitive skin. Try it yourself and discover why it's a fan favorite. Shop now at Dermalogica.com/Spotify and use code Spotify for a special gift with purchase.
Fox News commentary.
A California bill seeks to ban CLEAR, the expedited airport screening service, from state airports over equity issues. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
New legislation put forth in California would ban the expedited security screening company CLEAR from state airports because some Democrats think it's not fair for poor people. Proponents of this joke of a bill say that paying extra to get through airport security faster benefits wealthy people, and CLEAR has some equity issues. CLEAR costs $189 a year, and some credit cards offer it as a free perk, but those details have gone over the heads of the liberal social justice warriors. You know, if we're going to go there are a lot of things that need to be banned, starting with airplane tickets, which are also too expensive for some people and therefore not equitable. In fact, ban most everything in Biden's America that's become unaffordable, or maybe just make it all free. That'll do it. Pretty soon they're going to tell us that having to show identification is racist and oppressive. Oh wait, they already say that about voter identification. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show Tommy Lahren is Fearless at Outkick.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Spring is here, and forget about doing a deep cleaning on your home. The start of spring is an even better time to get your finances in order, which can help you save money money and get you closer to both your short and long-term financial goals. You can begin by giving your budget an overhaul by taking a realistic and detailed look at your spending patterns and identifying areas where you can slash expenses and tackle your debt and pay off some of what you owe on your credit cards. In addition, take stock and see if you have accumulated credit card rewards points that have gone unused. If you were hit with a big bill this tax season or received a paltry refund, it may be a good time to determine if you withheld too much or too little. And if you're a shopper who can't resist a sale and you're likely to overspend in stores or online, unsubscribe to your favorite store newsletters and avoid malls where you may be tempted to drop lots of cash, saving you money.
All right, and the Ad Council.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend, studio. Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I don't know. Has breakfast shown up yet? I don't know. Yeah, I was talking with our buddy Michael Foth the other day. You know, we've gotten to enjoy the Montana Sky restaurant on a few different occasions here. And sometimes we'll go down to the restaurant on the 20th floor of the Doubletree Hotel in downtown Billings. Sometimes they'll bring food up to us. And, George, I told Michael Foth, I said, hey, see if they can send up breakfast in the 7 o'clock hour, you know, when George is here, because, man, they got the bacon and the eggs and the sausage. But I don't know, we still got time. Maybe we'll see. I don't know. If not, I'll send you pictures of my lunch in an hour or two.
Send me pictures. There you go.
I'll be like, George, sorry you couldn't stick around.
Absolutely.
You know. But, hey, the Montana Sky Restaurant, 20th floor of the Doubletree Hotel, really good food, affordable food, too. And you can get a good meal. They're open for breakfast, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. They're open for dinner as well. And then they got a special Mother's Day brunch coming up, too. So if you're looking for a nice view and something special, there you go. George, I'm still laughing at the phone call from Richard and Jordan. I just find this hysterical. He says, Stacy's in is too smart. She's too effective. We need her here in Montana. We got to put her to work somehow or another. But she's too smart. Don't send her to send somebody else to Washington. She's too smart for that place.
Exactly.
That's the biggest endorsement, non-endorsement I've ever heard.
Congress, a caveman could do it. But, you know, we need her here. Holy smokes. I would agree. And, you know, I've had her on the show here at least twice.
Yeah.
When I was filling in for you. And she is great. I really like her.
Yeah, she is great. And there's a lot of fine folks that are stepping up to run for office.
There are. I mean,
Susie Hedlund, she may drop by the studios later this morning. She's a candidate for office of public instruction. What a remarkable story she's got as well. Okay, George was talking about the Supreme Court justices and how even some of the liberals on the Supreme Court were pushing back against the special counsel who is attacking President Trump.
And there was a critical mass of justices today who were very concerned about what will happen to the presidency if no immunity is given for actions taken by the president as part of his official duties.
It's a serious constitutional question whether a statute can be applied to the president's official acts.
Are you saying that there's no immunity, presidential immunity, even for official acts?
What is before us, of course, does involve this particular case, which is immensely important. But whatever we decide is going to apply to all future presidents.
And Justice Alito, if I could just, the point that I wanted to make about this case does go to the general proposition.
I understand that, Mr. Dreeben. But as I said, this case will have effects that go far beyond this particular prosecution.
All right. There you go, George. Exactly. You summed it up perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a very precarious position to be in. But again, you know, as long as it's not their guy, but they'll just change the rules again later when it is their guy. That's what they do. I don't understand how Congress, if something happens they don't like, they just change the rules.
Random finish to the show here for Freedom Friday. Unpopular opinion, potentially unpopular opinion. So because of these wacko left-wing protesters and rioters, there's some colleges that are canceling graduation ceremonies now. Jeez. Which is stupid, right?
All right, man.
And somebody made a good point. You know, these kids that aren't going to have their college graduation now because of these left-wing protesters, they didn't get to have a high school graduation because of the Rona. my unpopular opinion is I wish somebody would have canceled my graduation ceremonies. It's like, who really wants to actually go to and through the ceremony? You just want to go to the graduation party afterwards. You don't want to actually have to sit through the ceremony, right?
Well, the crazy thing about this is, and you know, Columbia, I don't know if you saw or not, they had a 7-word response to everything going on there. And as they have their points and we have ours. There's no leadership in these universities. The people that are presidents are often ineffective. And, you know, don't forget, professors are feeding this fire, stoking the flames and promoting all this stuff.
The inmates are running the asylums. The very high-paid, well-funded asylums, of course. George, great to see you as always.
Thanks, sir.
Sorry you didn't get breakfast.
Next time.